Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hope that you are enjoying your day on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just bless your name. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I pray that you touch the listener, Lord. You touch us, Lord. Touch our minds, touch our hearts. I pray that you bless us, Lord. Bless the listener, Lord. All the things that they may be going through, Lord, I pray that you give them comfort and peace, joy and strength. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them where they need to be touched, Lord. Guide them and direct them in Jesus' name, amen. Now, yesterday we were talking about Jesus saying to the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And then he brought it right to the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And so that's a question for the listener. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who is he to you? We go to church, we have Bible studies, we have small groups, we go to conferences, we go to seminars, and all of that is great, but who is Jesus personally to us? We have to be careful about always having God in such a view that he is on the outside and we're looking at him instead of looking in. And having a personal relationship where we look inside, not about him. You know, we know who people are, meaning like we hear about celebrities. Jack Nicholson. We know who he is. We know who Denzel Washington is. We know who Meryl Streep is. You know, we know these people, but we don't know these people. We know who they are. And so there's many people that know who Jesus is as far as what they hear about him, but do they have a personal relationship with him? Relationships take work. They take spending time in the Word, spending time in prayer, investigating who is Jesus and who am I in him? You know, a lot of times we spend time on our destinies and our purpose and looking for what to do. You know, why was I born? What is life really about anyway? We're not going to find that outside of Christ. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've tried. Doesn't work. Tried to do my own thing. Tried to go my own way. And at the time, I've always been a believer. I've had questions about my faith at different times in my life in the much earlier years, but I've always been a believer. I knew and I just felt in my soul, in my spirit, now that I understand that it is my spirit, that I knew there was more to life than this. I could look outside. I could look at nature. I can look at the nature of people, how people are, how I am, and think, oh, there's more to this. There's more to life than what I see. And that is Jesus. That is the Christ. That is God. And everything that he has given us is worth spending time finding out why. Amen? Why? So let's go back to the book of John chapter 14. And we left off in verse 22. And I'm going to reread that again. It says, "Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him," make our home with him. Now, if you're anything like me, I've moved many times. I've moved a lot of times, had many different apartments in San Diego. I've lived in Dallas before. I lived in Denver for a short period of time. I lived around the county of San Diego, La Mesa, Spring Valley, Ramona, North Park, over in the Skyline area. I've lived in a lot of different places growing up, and especially when I became an adult, because for whatever reason, I like new places and I want something new. Always searching. That's when I was just searching, looking for something outside of myself. Because I just want something new. But Jesus says right here, if a man loves me, if a woman loves me, he will keep my words, or she will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our home with him. Don't you want to be home? It's that sense of home that you're no longer looking, that empty vacant space is fulfilled, that sense of security, that sense of well-being. And I'm not talking about that everything is going right and perfect and all your ducks are in a row. That won't happen until Jesus comes. This is a journey. We're discovering things. We're finding out things. We're making mistakes. We're correcting it. We're learning from it. This is just part of walking down this path. We're walking the narrow path, but it's a path nonetheless. But Jesus said, I'll make my home with you. Look at that. He'll make his home with us, a family. A family. We don't have to be alone. In an earlier chapter, he talked about he will not leave us orphans. Might have been in chapter 14 or 13. He will not leave us comfortless. He will give unto us the comforter. So let me continue reading. Verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, the Helper, the Paraclete in the Greek, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit is essential in the believer's life. That means that our spirit bears witness with the Spirit of God that we are the children of God. We need the Helper, the Spirit of God, to teach us and to guide us into all truth and to bring things back to our remembrance. And so when we study the Word of God and we study, we look at Jesus's life and we meditate on the Word and we pray to God, he will bring things back to our remembrance, what we learned and what God said unto us. And so we can then operate and go in that path, and therefore we will be in the will of God. This is the most exciting walk in this life that one can have. It is the walk of a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is the only true relationship that matters, and every other relationship pales in comparison, including spouses and children. And I know that's like, oh no, what are you saying? We have our children and our spouses, and if you're like me, I will lay down my life for my daughter. But you know what? Am I willing to lay down my life for Christ? It has to be that way. Am I willing to, God forbid, if I'm presented with a person that doesn't believe and he puts a gun to my head and say, denounce the faith, am I willing to die for my faith? Yes. We have to be there. We have to be there. We have to have a relationship with Christ that is so tight. It is unbreakable. It is an unbreakable covenant. We will continue to talk tomorrow on The Word in Me. Please join me tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.